చైతన్య చంద్రాయో నమ నమస్తే, చైతన్య చంద్రాయో నమ నమస్తే, చైతన్య చంద్రాయో నమ నమస్తే, చైతన్య చంద్రాయ నమ. ఐఎమ్ వెరీ హ్యాపీ టు కమ్ హియర్ టు మీట్ యూ టు హ్యావ్ యువర్ అసోసియేషన్. ఐ థింక్ ఐ బి మచ్ బెనిఫిటెడ్ బై యువర్ అసోసియేషన్. సో దిస్ మహాప్రభు శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు is known as Prema Purushottama. Krishna is known as Lila Purushottama. Lord Ram is known as Marjada Purushottama. And Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Prema Purushottama. He gives Krishna Prema indiscriminately. Nama Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Prayate Krishna Ayo Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gauratu Isiya Nama. His Rupa Goswami offers this pranam mantra to Sriman Mahaprabhu, Mahavadanyaya, most munificent incarnation, because Krishna Prema Pradayate, who gives Krishna Prema indiscriminately. Utama Adhamo Kichuna Vachilo Jachiye Dileka Kol Kohi Premananda Imana Gaurangi Sudeya Dariya Bol. He never discriminates whether one is most elevated or most degraded. He offers Krishna Prema indiscriminately. పతిత పావన డెలివరర్ ఆఫ్ ది మోస్ట్ ఫాలన్ మోస్ట్ డిగ్రేడెడ్. సో హీ గివ్స్ దిస్ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ త్రూ చాంటింగ్ హోలీ నేమ్. ముఖ్య పథే జీవ పాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ధన. ది చీఫ్ రిజార్ట్ ఆఫ్ చాంటింగ్ దిస్ హోలీ నేమ్, హరే కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, ఇస్ టు గెట్ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ. If your chanting is offenseless, pure, definitely you get Krishna Prema. If your chanting is not offenseless, you can get. Though you may be chanting for so many years or even so many lives, hundreds or thousands of lives. You cannot get Krishna Prema unless your chanting is offenseless and pure. He, Mahaprabhu, taught us in Sikhyastaka, how can one get Krishna Prema? Tranadapi sunichena taroriva saishnuna amanina manadena kirtanya sadahari. This is most important verse in Sikhyastaka. One should think oneself much humbler than a blade of grass lying in the street. And taroriva saishnuna, be as tolerant as tree, amani manada, don't demand respect for yourself, pay respect to one and all. Krishna Dhishtandani. If somebody develops this attitude, mentality, eimato hoyanje Krishna naam loy, Sri Krishna charanita prema pujoy. With this mentality, this attitude, one who chants Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, he'll definitely get Krishna prema. That is Mahaprabhu's teaching. There should be no pride at all. Dambha darpa vimanascha krodha parushyam evacha ajnanam chavijatasya partha sampada asuring. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter, 4th verse, Krishna, Bhagavan, Krishna has said like that. Dambha darpa vimanascha krodha parushyam evacha ajnanam chavijatasya partha sampada asuring. Pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness, and ignorance. These qualities belong to those of demoniac nature, O son of Pritha. Isn't it? These are demoniac characteristics. Asuri sampad. These are not characteristics of a devotee or Vaishnava. Vaishnava sadhu, he has no pride at all. He is much humbler than a blade of grass. Do you understand? So, there should not be pride at all. If you develop some pride, you cannot develop. Your chanting will never be pure, offenseless. You commit offense definitely. You follow. Therefore, Mahaprabhu says this thing and gives this teaching in Sikhyastaka. It is the fact that the demons are very proud and puffed up. They are false ego is very great, and especially in Kali Yuga, the most degraded age, sinful age, Kali Yuga. This pride is the measuring rod, dambha. Pride is measuring rod. Kali means quarreling. Two persons are quarreling. Two groups are quarreling. Two communities are quarreling. Two villages quarreling. Two states quarreling. Two countries quarreling. All quarreling. Why? Because of this dambha, this pride. Everybody thinks, I am great, I am great. Oh, you are great. I am greater than that. Then quarreling starts. Yes, this dambha, this pride is the main cause. Therefore, Kali Yuga, this is the measuring rod of dambha. But Mahaprabhu came this Kali Yuga, he said, no pride. The Krishna is the object of love. Krishna Prima is fifth Purusartha, supreme Purusartha, param Purusartha. And this rarely achieved human birth is meant for that. Labdhva sudalo yidho bahushamo vante, manusya marthado manitya mupiyo dhira. 11th canto Bhagavatam, and 7th canto Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam, many places. This has been repeatedly said. After undergoing lakhs, lakhs of species, one gets the rarely achieved birth, human birth. What is the purpose? Arthada. This is temporarily given. For a short time, any moment death may come, this body may finish. What? Arthada. In this birth, achieved, rarely achieved birth, human birth, you can get Krishna Prema. That is fifth Purusartha or supreme Purusartha. This human birth is meant for that. Without Krishna Prema, nobody can approach Krishna. No. Krishna becomes bound up with that love. And that Krishna came as Mahaprabhu, Sriman Mahaprabhu, to give that prema. And highest thing in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga people cannot do any other sadhana. Very degraded. A sinful age. Consciousness is very, very low consciousness, degraded consciousness. Lifespan is very short. Though 100 years is fixed to that for the lifespan of human beings, so how many human beings are living for 100 years? Because of this sinful activities, lifespan is getting shorter and shorter and shorter. So, what can they do? Mahaprabhu is so merciful, I'll give them the highest thing. Shri Krishna Prem, you understand? But this is the process, this is the attitude. But if you develop pride, you cannot. Pride should be crossed. Demons, they develop. But a sadhu, Vaishnava, is not at all popped up. But pride in various forms comes. Various forms comes, yes. It's such a thing. Though we have come to this society of Krishna consciousness, this Mahaprabhu's movement, we have joined it. We have been chanting, we have accepted Guru, and have been chanting the holy name. This Sikhyastako may be daily reciting, isn't it? Yes, we may be reciting daily. Sikhyastaka says this thing. Still we have such pride. Yes. Pride in various forms. Sevardambho, tyagardambho. Understand? Do you know? I am senior devotee. Yes, so many years in the society movement. Don't you know it? This is dambha, pride. Yes. You are a neophyte? What are you saying? This is pride. Sevardambho. Yes. This dhamma is there, still coming into us. Yes, though we recite these things, though we hear these things, these teachings are imparted to us, still we cannot give it up. Seva. I have done this and this, opened this, so many temples, hear these things. This is pride. Isn't it? These various forms. I am temple president, I am manager, I am GVC, great guru. Atharya, this pride. In various forms pride comes. Though we have come here, joined. Isn't it? So how can we develop? Where is the humbleness? Where is humility? So how your chanting will be pure and offenseless? Thereby you commit offense? You follow? Various forms. And also you'll find some devotees, Vaishnavas, they have given up everything. Home, heart, material, family, asset, wealth, everything they have given up. They have pride. I'm great Tyagi, great Tyagi, great renunciation. I have given up this thing, I have given up this thing, I have given up this thing. Has anybody done like that? Such pride. Huh? Yes. His pride in that form comes. Yes. Yes. They may be wandering in Vrindavan. Huh? Do you understand? They may be wandering in Vrindavan, just collecting Madhukari, Bhikya. Huh? Do you follow? Madhukari, Bhikya. Huh? And still they have such pride. Dhamma. Huh? I am great renunciate. I have given up this thing, this thing, this thing. Yes. Huh? So who is free from pride? Pride in various forms comes to us. So how can we become humble? Trunadapi Surija. How we are chanting will be pure and offenseless. So how can we get Mahaprabhu's mercy? How can we develop Krishna prem? Isn't it? Understand me? But Krishna is so merciful. Sruhdam sarvabhutanam. He is a well-wishing friend, all living entities, especially his dear devotees. You follow? His dear devotees. Those who have become his devotees, he is very, very dear. Do you understand? Still his devotee, if develops some pride, Krishna crosses it. That is his mercy. Yes. In 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, in 31st chapter, 6th verse, you will find these gopis crying and saying, this is the gopis crying and saying, Vrajajanārti hanabī rajasitām nijajanasmaya dhunsanasmitav bhajasakhe bhavatakinkarihi smano jalo ruhananam charudarsayo. During time of ras dance, ras krida, this ras krida, immediately, all on a sudden, Krishna became disappeared. Do you understand? Raskrida was going on. All on a sudden, Krishna disappeared from ras dance. So, gopis felt such distress. Thanks for separation from Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Couldn't see him, couldn't find. That time, they uttered this verse. Vrajajanārti hanabī rajasitāṁ nijajanasmaya dhunsanasmitā bhajasakhe bhavatkinkarihi smano jala ruhānanam charu darsaya. They are searching, searching, Krishna everywhere, going to all, every bower, every tree, creeper asking, have you seen Krishna, have you seen Krishna, have you seen Krishna, and crying and uttering. What is that? Vrajajanārti han, O Krishna, who is the destroyer of the distress of Vrajajana, Vrajajana, understand me? Residents of Braja, who is the destroyer of the distress of the residents of Braja, Virajasitam, who is hero, great hero, among all the heroines, the damsels of Braja, whom is the heroines, and Krishna is the supreme hero, Virajasitam, there is a Nijajanas Maya Dhunsanas Mita, this is significant here. Nijajanas Maya Dhunsanas Mita, Nijajana means your own man. Those who are very dear, you cross their pride. That is says, Nija Janas Vaya Dhunsanasmita. O Krishna, you cross the pride of your own men, dear men. Do you understand? Yes. We may have developed some pride, therefore you disappeared and you are crossing our pride, being disappeared, putting us in a lamenting condition, distress condition. That is said, Nijajanas Maya Dhunsanas Bhajasakhe Bhavat Kinkarihi Asmano Jala Ruhananam Charu Darsaya. Your face is so nice, all a smiling face. Oh, our friend, we are all your maid servants. Please, please, show your nice, very beautiful, lotus-like face to us. This is the meaning of that verse. So, this verse says, Nijajanas Maya Dhunsanas Mita. That means, you cross the pride of your own men, dear devotees. If they by chance develop some pride, Krishna crosses it. Do you understand? And that's instance you'll find. Arjuna is a dear devotee of Krishna, isn't it? Krishna has said that thing in Bhagavad Gita, Bhakta Sime, Priya Sime, Sokha Sime, isn't it? You are my dear friend, you are my dear devotee. So I am telling you this most confidential instruction giving, isn't it? So, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna became charioteer of Arjuna, and how in the battle Pandavas won, they achieved victory, isn't it? Yudhishthira Maharaj became king, Krishna made him king, Raja Adhiraj, emperor of the whole world. So, Kurukshetra battle had ended. So, Pandavas, they are very happy, joyful, cheerful. Especially, Arjuna was very blissful. And Arjuna heard Bhagavad Gita directly from the lips of Krishna. Directly from the lips of Krishna. And so, after the end of this battle, all joyful atmosphere is there. Krishna and Arjuna sitting in a chariot, and Krishna is driving the chariot. Sitting in a chariot, just moving on the bank of Jamuna. Moving on the bank of Jamuna, so some nice gardens are there, and they are moving in those gardens, bank of Jamuna. And among them, they were talking nice things. So, and Arjuna had developed a pride in him, because I am a great jnani. I had such jnana. Krishna imparted this Gita jnana to me. Do you follow me? So Arjuna had developed a pride. Yes, directly I heard directly from the lips of Krishna. So Arjuna had developed pride in him. So Krishna knows, because Krishna is there in the heart. What you are whispering in your heart, Krishna knows it. Yes, what you are whispering, he is there in the heart as super soul. Krishna could very easily understand, yes, Arjuna had developed a pride, great jnani, because he received such jnana directly from my lips. So, nijajana smaya dhansanakari, that verse I quoted from 10th canto, that is Krishna's nature. If his own man, dear devotee, develop some pride, Krishna must cross it. That is his mercy. So, Krishna could understand. So they are going, so they saw that way Jambuka means a jackal. A jackal was moving around a dead body of a human being. Dead body of a human being was lying, a jackal was moving around it and just smelling, not eating, smelling. Arjuna saw it, then Arjuna laughed. Laughed and said, this Jambuka is murkha. This jackal is bereft of knowledge. He has no knowledge because he thinks himself very knowledgeable. Jnani, I am jnani. So Jambuka is murkha. He is bereft of knowledge. This Jambuka, he is just moving around that dead body and smelling, not eating. Now if two grey hounds will come out of fear, he will flee away. So is murkha. Such a jnani, bereft of knowledge. He said like that. Arjuna said like that. Because of pride, because thinking himself jnani and that murkha. Understand my language? You understand? Yes. So, Krishna stopped the chariot. Stopped. Krishna was driving the chariot, so he stopped and called that Jambuka. Jambuka, please come. Jambuka came with folded hands, paid obeisances. And sat down there. Sat down there, paid obeisances. Then Krishna said, oh Jambuka, this dead body of this human being is your food, But why are you not eating, only smelling and moving around? Krishna asked. Then Jambuka said, oh my lord, you know everything. You are all-knowing. You are all knowing, you know everything. What shall I say? Though this is my food, still, I have some consideration. Without consideration, I won't eat. Then Krishna said, you have some consideration? Oh, yes. What consideration you have? What consideration you have? Then Jambuka said, all right, my lord, if you are asking, so I'll tell you. I, by smelling, can understand if this person, human being, in his life, during his lifetime, has ever gone to Jagannath Puri Dham or Vrindavan Dham or Mayapur Dham, Navadvip Dham, by walking. Ever if he has utilized his leg for this purpose or not. By smelling his leg, I can understand it. Then by smelling his hand, I can understand if this person, during his lifetime, has offered worship, puja, to Bhagavan or not. Then smelling his eyes, I can understand whether this person has ever, during his lifetime, seen a sadhu or deity in the temple with the eyes or not. Then smelling his head, I can understand if this person during his lifetime has ever bowed down before a sadhu, Vaishnava or deity or not. So by smelling, I can understand this thing. If he has not done anything, I won't eat such impure food. I won't eat such impure food. Jambuka said like that. If some of his limbs, either hand or leg or ear, if has done something, only I may eat that person or not eat. Not done anything. It's impure food. Oh Lord, we are pasu. We are beasts, animals, bereft of knowledge. We have no knowledge. We have no right of doing some dharma, karma, nothing. Because we are such beasts, animals of very, our consciousness is very, very degraded. Consciousness is covered consciousness, shrunken consciousness. We have no opportunity to do some dharma, karma. But only by eating, only something may be there. When he said that thing, Arjuna heard, he became amazed. Oh, this Jambuka has such knowledge. Jambuka has such knowledge. I have no such knowledge. I was thinking myself, great Gyani, but Jambuka has such knowledge. Do you understand me? And Bhagavan Krishna says, Jambuka, let all glory be to you. You are my bhakta. You are my devotee. And Arjuna said, oh, this Jambuka has such jnana, such knowledge. I have no such knowledge. I was thinking I am a great jnani and a great bhakta. But Jambuka is superior to me, greater than me. Yes, such jnana, such bhakti, yes. In this way, Krishna crushed the pride of Arjuna. Arjuna is a dear devotee. Nijajana. That Nijajana Smeadhumsana. Oh Krishna, you are the destroyer of the pride of your own dear devotees. Yes, do you follow? In this way, he crossed the pride. Similarly, you'll find this. Is this in Arjuna is dear devotee? Bhakta Asimi, Sakha Asimi, Priya Asimi. In Bhagavatam you will find, Uddhava is a very dear devotee, isn't it? Very dear devotee of Krishna. Krishna himself has said, Na tathāme priyatam ātma jonir na saṅkara, na saṅkarsana, na śrīr naivātma jathābhavān. He said that to Uddhava. Uddhava, ātma joni, brahmā, is not so dear to me. Sankara, Sivaji is not so dear to me. Sankarsana, my brother Sankarsana is not so dear to me. Sri, my wife Lakshmi Devi is not so dear to me. Naivatma, my soul, my Atmar, I myself is not so dear to me as you are dear. Uddhava is so dear. Yes. very dear devotee. Therefore, Krishna sent Uddhava to Brajabhumi. Krishna sent Uddhava to Brajabhumi to carry the message of love to the residents of Brajabhumi, Nanda, Yashoda, themselves Brajabhumi, who were feeling an acute pang of separation from Krishna. Akrura came, took away Rama and Krishna from Brajabhumi, do you understand? So while Krishna was leaving Brajabhumi, Brajapura, the Brajavasis, they felt acute pang of separation, especially the gopis felt very, very acute pang of separation. They think we cannot survive. Krishna is our life and soul. Akrura is taking out our life. How can he survive? We cannot survive. Though they rolled there before the wheel of the chariots of Akrura. We must die, let these wheels, do you understand, roll over us and let us die. We cannot survive. But the Krishna consoled them. No. I am going, I have some work there to do. I'll finish those work, I'll come back. Come back, please. Don't be so distressed. Give some consolation, very soon I'll come back. But Krishna is not coming back. And gopis cannot go there. And Krishna is not coming back. So gopis are feeling very acute pang of separation. Always day and night thinking. Krishna says, manvanabhava, manvanabhava madbhakto madjaji mang namaskuru. Isn't it? In Gita, Krishna says, manvanabhava madbhakto madjaji mang namaskuru. Think of me always. Think of me always, manvanabhava. Madbhakto, because my bhakto, madjaji, just offer worship to me, mang namaskuru, pay obeisances to me. Isn't it? To think Krishna always, constantly, every moment, even not to forget Krishna even for one moment. How is it? And who is doing like that? Do you follow? Who is doing like that? Krishna says this thing. That is his most confidential instruction. Manvanabhava. Keep me in your mind. Always think of me. Don't forget me even for a moment. How did it be? Is our stupid mind doing it? It's not doing. Stupid mind is stupid mind. Disobedient mind, pagal man. It's mad mind. Manoje pagal mora. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung that thing, Gopinatha. Song. Manoj Gopinatha, Manoj Pagal Mura. My mind is mad. Namane Sason. Manoj Pagal Mura, Namane Sason. My mind is very mad mind. Stubborn mind, disobedient mind. I tried my best to exercise some control over that mad mind, but it is not accepting. It's not accepting mad mind. I failed. Haroje Menechi Ami. I felt, do you understand? He said like that. Do you follow? Such mind, stupid mind. Though Krishna says, think of me, stupid mind is not thinking of, rather thinking of Sutamita Ramani Rachinta. What he thinks? Thinks of his wife, son, daughter, friend, body or bodily relations. Not Krishna. Why it is so? Why? Because we have not put Krishna in the platform of love. We have not developed love for Krishna. We have developed some love and affection for this body, body relations. Wife, son, daughter, friend. Therefore, stupid mind is thinking them instead of thinking Krishna. Isn't it? This question of love. This question of love, nothing else. So, gopis. Gopis are pure love for Krishna. Pure love. Not teased with any jnana or isurya. It's pure love. Pure love. Do you understand? It's pure love. Do you understand? And therefore, they are the examples. As gopis are constantly thinking of Krishna, this is reciprocation. Krishna is also constantly thinking of gopis. Gopis. Krishna is in Mathura, gopis are in Brajabhumi. Huh? Gopis are always thinking of Krishna. And Krishna is also always thinking of gopis. Sometimes Krishna may be sleeping, but in that sleeping condition, like a madman's delirium, Krishna is uttering, Radhe, 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 Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. Yes, what is that? Radhe, Radhe, Gopi, Gopi. Do you understand? This is question of love. This is thought process. As a thought process acts. Thought process acts. Yes, you follow? Thought process acts. If you very intensely thinking of somebody, that thought process will touch him. Yes. So he can immediately start thinking, oh, it is also in material field, you can experience this thing. Yes, you can experience this thing. It's not a wonderful thing. You can experience this thing. Your mother, you are staying here, but your mother is staying far away from 100 miles away from you, or more than that. So mother has some love and affection for the son, and son has some love and affection also. Mother is always thinking, oh, my son staying there in San Diego, I am staying here in India, thousands of miles away. So what we may be doing, mother is always thinking. So you may be eating some food, sometimes the food sticks to the throat. Cannot. What is that? What happened? Oh, someone may be thinking me. Who is thinking? My mother may be thinking. Like this. This is thought process. Yes. So as gopis are thinking always, Krishna is always thinking. Krishna cannot go there and gopis cannot come here. What to do? Just send the message. Message, deliver the message of love. Who can carry this message of love? So very intimate person is needed. So he called Uddhava. Uddhava is very intimate. Natathami priyatamatma joni na shankara. He said, Uddhava, please come. Gachuddhava brajam saumyo pitro na prithimavaho gopinang mat vyogadhing mat sandasi vimosaya. 10th canto. Uddhava, please, please go. Take this message of love. Go to Brajabhumi. Go to Brajabhumi. My father and mother, they are feeling very acute pangs of separation from me, distressed. And Gopinang, the gopis, damsels of Brajabhumi, Madhyogadhi, feeling very acute pang of me. They are also lamenting, distressed. Please go. Deliver this message. Give them some consolation. Do you understand? He sends Uddhava. So Uddhava came. There he says, Tan man manaskamat prana madarthe takta dehika mame vadaitam prestamatmanu manasagata. He himself says, man manaska, who are always thinking? Tan man manaska, the gopis. This is the example. Krishna says, man manabhava in Bhagavad Gita, in 10th canto of Bhagavad, example is given. Who are always thinking, every moment thinking? This gopi. Gopis are always thinking. Tan man manaska mat prana. I am their life and soul. They are my life and soul. Mother thetakta dehika. Even they are prepared to give up their body for me. Mami vadaitum prishtamatmanu manushagata. Always thinking. On very often they become fainted. They fainted. Thereby they have been surviving. Otherwise they would have died. This is what he says. And sends Uddhava. Because Uddhava is a dear devotee, great devotee. To Brajabhumi. Another point is there. Uddhava is, who is Uddhava? Uddhava is Brihaspati Sishya. Disciple of Brihaspati. You understand? Disciple of Brihaspati, and Uddhava is friend to Krishna, very dear, and Uddhava just just look, looks exactly like Krishna, the same complexion, same stature, same height, everything. Everything, exactly. But Brihaspati Shishya, Brihaspati Jnani, is Jnani. He has imparted Jnana to Uddhava, but no prema, no prema. So, Uddhava had also that pride. He is great Jnani, because he is disciple of Brihaspati. Yes, Jnani Guru. So, Uddhava has also pride, the Dambha. Yes. And dear to Krishna also. The Krishna must cross the pride of Uddhava, therefore that another purpose. Sending him to Brajabhumi. When you go to Brajabhumi and see this gopis especially, see the gopis, the love of gopis, then his pride will be crushed. Pride will be crushed. Then he will develop prema. Otherwise, he cannot, his pride cannot be crushed and he cannot develop prema. That's another purpose there. So that is Krishna's mercy that he sent Uddhava to Brajabhumi. So Uddhava is coming. From a distance, Gopi saw Uddhava. Do you understand? They thought of, who is this? Looks like just exactly Krishna. Kena. They are talking among themselves, the Sakhis. Oh, dear girl, friend, companion, who is this person coming? Kena. Who is he? He is looking just like Krishna, but he has no flute in his hand, he has no pick of feather on his crest, so he is not Krishna, but exactly all, same complexion, same height, same age, everything. And came nearer, and Uddhava's chariot went to Nanda Maharaja's house. You understand? Stood there. So they all went and got information. Who is he? He is a messenger, Duta, come from Mathura. And Krishna has sent them. Do you follow? Then gopis could understand how it's come. Uddhava met Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj, Jasoda Mata, they were feeling acute pangs of separation. Yes. Do you follow? Then he has come to give consolation. Then when saw Nanda Maharaj is feeling so much acute pain, separation, lamenting, Jasoda Mata crying, thought of, what consolation I will give? In this material world, if somebody is crying, losing his material kith and kin, family member has died, so he may be crying, or may have lost his money, capital in the business, may be crying, isn't it? So his friend may come and give consolation. Why are you crying, my friend? Material things are temporary things. Temporary things. Death is certain, sure. Jatasya dhruvamrityu. One who has taken birth, he must die. So why are you crying? It's all temporary. It's birth, death. So he may say like that, and give some consolation, isn't it? But what consolation I'll give to Nanda Maharaj, who is crying for Krishna? He is Jnani Bhakta, he knows Jnan. Why are you crying? Nanda Maharaj, Krishna is Bhagavan, all pervaded, he is everywhere, all pervaded. This is Jnan, this is Jnan. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parameshwara, Bhagavan, sarva-vyapako, all-pervaded, he is everywhere. Why are you crying? Stop! Nanda Maharaj, stop! What are you saying? Krishna is my son, my son, my son, my son. Do you understand? Let your Krishna be Ishvara, but he is my son, he is my son. Do you follow? They don't know what is Jnana, this is Jnana. Jnana Mishra Bhakti, if a bhakta, he has bhakti, but is mixed with Jnana, Priti Sankuchita, the love is shrunken. Pure Priti, pure Priti, pure love, no mixture of Jnana Aishwarya. That is there in Brajabhumi, Braja Prema. Do you follow? Uddhava cannot understand it. Uddhava speaks about jnana, about Krishna. They stop it. And so, Yashoda Mata crying, same thing, huh? What is that? Your Krishna, later Krishna be Ishwara, but she is my son. Rajyatya Upanishad Vicha, Sankhya Yogicha Satyati, Upagiyo Manang Haring Samanyata Atmajam. That verse you will find in 10th canto, huh? Rajyatya Upanishad Vicha, Sankhya Yogicha Satyati, huh? In all Vedas, in three Vedas, all Upanishadas, glory is sung. You understand Krishna's glory? Upanishadas, Trajyas, Upanishadas, Sankhya Yogi, those are Sankhya Yogis. They do Sankhya Alasanadi, analytical study, and that absolute truth, Krishna. Sankhya Yogis, Sattari. Those who are devotees, they offer prayers. Upagiyamanam Haring. And they offer prayers to Lord Hari and Krishna. Samanyatatman. Yashoda Mata says, he is my son. He is my son. Do you understand? He is my son. Suddha Vatsalya Ishwara Gyan Nahi. This is Suddha Vatsalya. Pure Vatsalya Priti. So there is no Ishwara Gyan. This Uddhava cannot understand it because he is Jnani Bhakta. He has pride in him, a great Jnani. When he says like that, they say, stop, what are you saying? Uddhava is my son. I have made this thing. This nice food, makhan, misri, such nice food I have prepared, nice bed I have prepared, nice garland I have prepared. For whom I have prepared it? It's for Krishna. It's not now. Then, for whom? Seeing this, Mother Yashoda is crying. Seeing this, Uddhava thought of, oh, what consolation I'll give them? If in the material world some may be crying, losing some material asset, wealth or material relations, father, mother, wife, one may say, why are you crying, material things temporary, don't cry, this and that. But I have no language to give them consolation. I have come here to give them consolation, but I have no language. He condemned himself. Oh, my mission is failed. My mission is failed. What consolation I'll give them? Such love they have developed for Krishna. I am bereft of that love. What is my life? My life is useless. My life is useless. Do you follow? Thus, then he went to the gopis. Gopis are more than that. Their love is very, very pure love. It's a, Madhurjya Rosh. Day and night. Crying, lamenting, very often falling fainted. They have become skinny, and they have given up eating, sleeping, very skinny, lying on the ground. This part they see, they remember, hey, Krishna has done this thing, only speaking Krishna Katha and remembering Krishna, nothing else, nothing else. They have become so skinny that they have given up all their ornaments, so skinny that the ring they were putting on the, this finger, small finger, now it is a bangle here on the arm. It's so skinny they have become, you understand, because of feeling pangs of separation from Krishna. Always, always thinking of Krishna, speaking about Krishna, nothing else. Such love. When Uddhava saw, they spoke to Uddhava. Asa Uddhava. Priti, this love, there are two types. Understand? Two types of love. Hetu, ahetu ki, ahetu ki priti. And love with reason, love without reason. Understand? Love with cause, love without cause. Ahetu ki priti, ahetu ki priti. They gave examples. As for example, they gave one example, I'll cite one too, not more than that. The bumblebee comes to the flower. Bumblebee comes to the flower and sings, you understand, humming sound. Does humming sound, glorifies the flower and kisses flower, you understand, For what? To suck the honey. To suck the honey, isn't it? And the honey is completely sucked, no more leaf flower. Do you understand? No more love. So honey is the cause. This is so much acute pango separation from our most beloved Krishna. But our priti, our love for Krishna is nothing material. There is no designation to it. Anything material, there is designation, upadhi. But our priti, no material, there is no designation, is nirupadhi priti. Understand me? Is without designation. There is nothing artificiality in it. It's quite natural, spontaneous. Why? Why such viraha, separation, such distress came to us? Please answer our question. You understand? They put this question. But another thing, we are not so much distressed because of this separation. Rather, we feel much distressed. People, general people, what they will think? What they will think? That the love, pure love we have developed, there is no cause to it. It's causeless love and no material designation, nirupadhi priti. There is no wrong in it. But if such distress and separation comes, general people will think that, we'll never develop love for Krishna because such distress is there. Do you understand? They will find some fault with it. They will find some fault with it. That gives us so much pain in our heart. Then nobody will love our beloved, most beloved Krishna, who is the object of love. This pains us very much. Understand my language? Understand? This pains us very much. Then tell us, Uddhava, tell us why such thing took place. Nirupadhi prema. Why? You understand? Saying this, their whole body became ecstatic, only thinking Krishna, completely absorbed in thought of Krishna and memory of Krishna, nothing else. They cannot at that time think of what is good, what is bad, what is auspicious, what is inauspicious. Forgot everything. Iti gopyahi govinde gatvako kayo manasa krishna dute samayata uddhave tekta logika. Uddhava is a stranger there. New stranger. But they felt no sigh at all, no shame at all. Do you understand? Seamlessly speaking all these things to this stranger who has come recently. And they are not discriminating, thinking, is a stranger, new person, what will think of us? No such thought there. And they are always speaking about Krishna, about the love they have developed, crying and saying, Ha Krishna, Ha Vrajanatha, Ha Gopijana Vallava, Ha Artinasana. Understand my language? Understand? Ha Krishna, Ha Vrajanatha, Ha Gopijana Vallava, Artinasana. Crying and saying, they stood up, they all stood up and looked towards Mathura, direction of Mathura. You understand? Thus raising their hands, such painful heart, they started saying, Oh brother prana, oh life of brother, please come once and see the condition of the residents of Brajabhumi. From very birth, from very childhood, from very young age, we have developed love for you. We don't know anybody but you. Do you understand? Now we have been drowning in this ocean of separation, viraho, drowning. Please come once to this Brajabhumi and give us your lotus feet. That is like a boat for us to cross over this dreadful such ocean of viraha. Understand my language? This said like that, Uddhava standing there. And they never thought of that. Uddhava is a stranger. And what will he think of? Tekta laukika! Tekta laukika. They have completely forgotten of. Their laukika, the same. Do you understand? Lajja. They are thinking always the sweet leelas. In Brajabhumi Krishna's leelas, they are crying. They became mad. Gayantya priyakarmani udantyascha gatahriya tasya sasmrutya sasmrutya jani kaisvara balyayo. In time boyhood, time boy, kishore boy saw, kishore age in 11-12 years age, and prior to that, what are the leelas Krishna had manifested there, all remembering, uttering and crying. Uddhava saw this thing. Oh, what love they have for Krishna. I have no such love. I am bereft of this love. I was thinking, I am great. I am very dear to Krishna. I am great jnani. But what love they have. So he condemns himself. At the same time also, he says, yes, Krishna has sent me to Brajabhumi. Oh, he has shown such mercy to me. My life is very successful now, seeing this gopis here. So in his heart he started saying, Vande Nanda Brajastrinang Padran Umabhikrasa Jasanghari Kathad Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam. In the mind he paid obeisances at the lotus feet of this themselves of Brajabhumi, and he sought the dust from their lotus feet. Dasang hari kathat gitam punati bhuvanantrayam. They are harikatha. Gopis, they speaking such harikatha, that coming out from the lips of gopis, such harikatha, such nice, purifying, that will purify the whole world, three planetary systems. I want to get some dust from their feet and put as an ornament on my feet. Unless I do, my life is useless. My life is dry, because it's the only dry knowledge I have. No mellow in it. Do you understand? So, if I get some dust from their lotus feet, then my life will be successful. He thought like that. Do you understand? So, then he met Radharani. And Radharani, acute pang of separation failing, and completely mad. Do you understand? But death is not coming. And then Bhramar Gita is there, just pointing out a bumblebee. Radharani says everything. This is everything to Krishna, but he is pointing out bumblebee, saying that Bhramar Gita. Radharani develops a sulkiness. So that is Madanakya Mahabhavamayi. So then became pacified after some time. Radharani has developed some anger, some sulkiness. Uddhava was just standing there, hearing everything. When Radharani's this anger, sulkiness, little bit pacified, then Uddhava tried to come nearer to her. Then seeing all these things, hearing, then Uddhava said, Aho! Aho! Do you follow me? Aho! Aho! This amazement, amazement. These two words, two letters. Aho! Aho! Such love, such love. Always crying for Krishna. Huh? What is my duty here? Huh? I have come here to give consolation. Huh? I cannot find out any language throughout the whole world. What? No language. What consolation? What language? What consolation I'll give to them? Huh? Yes. They have developed such pure love towards Krishna. Huh? I said previously, if somebody may be crying, losing some material asset, wealth or material family member, so we generally give them, this is material, temporary, subject to destruction, subject to death. Why are you crying? Don't cry, give up crying, and develop your eternal relationship with the Lord. We may, these words, language, we may give consolation. But what language is here? What, I cannot give, find any language in throughout the whole world. What consolation I'll give them? They're crying for Krishna. Huh? Do you understand? How can I say, don't cry for Krishna? How can I say so? Huh? Then it will be a great offense if I say so. Don't cry for Krishna, then it will be a great offense. Because that is Charama Purusha, that is Supreme Purusha, to develop Krishna prema and to cry for Krishna, that is needed. And they have gotten it. The themselves, Brother Muni, they have gotten it. Uddhava has not gotten it. My life is useless, thinking in his mind. My life is useless. He condemns himself. How can I say, don't cry, don't cry? Rather, my mind, something in me prompting, tell them, cry more, cry more, cry more. How can I say, don't cry? I cannot find any language in the whole world. Then Uddhava just glorified them. Oh, themselves, Brother Mimi Gopis, you are uncomparable. You have developed such loving mood towards Krishna. There is no compare to it. This Krishna prema is supreme, paramartha, parama, purusartha, fifth purusartha. You have developed that completely. Many yogis, many munis, many sadhakas doing sadhana for hundreds of years, thousands of years, some also do sadhana for many, many lives, they cannot get it. You have gotten it. You have gotten it. Your whole existence, your whole body is, what do you say, made out of Krishna prema. Yes, the whole existence is made out of this. Therefore, you are worshipped by everybody in three worlds. All worship this prema, Krishna prema. Nobody can attain it, but you have gotten it. And you are completely surrendered. Sarvadharman priti jamami kumusam prada. That's the example. Gopis, they have given up all dharmas, even Veda dharma, Vedic etiquette, Vedic regulations. Yes, this is based on pure love. Unless you develop such love, your surrender is not complete. Maybe either artificial or partial or conditional. Not true surrender. If this prema is not there. The Sreyo bhir vividhishani krusne bhaktiri sadhyate. Sreyo bhir vividhishani krusne bhaktiri sadhyate. What is the goal of your sadhana? Goal of your sadhana. You are doing sadhana. You are sadhaka. What is the goal of your sadhana? It's Krishna prema. It's Krishna prema. The goal of sadhana is Krishna prema. Whatever types of sadhana are there in this world, the goal is Krishna prema. And you have gotten it. Gotten it. Do you understand? Many types of sadhana, some may be a charitable person doing some charity, giving charity dana, some may be following some vrata, bho, some may be undergoing very severe austerity tapasya, some may be performing some yajna, some may be chanting, japa, some may be studying Veda, sudhyaya, some may be controlling restraint on his senses, shunjam. Various types of sadhana are there. But the goal is what? Goal is Krishna prema. You have already achieved that goal. Yes, that is the supreme goal, ultimate goal. That to develop pure love at the lotus feet of Govinda. That you have gotten. Yes, that is the invaluable asset. Invaluable asset, therefore, you gopis, you are worshipped by all the residents of three planetary systems. Three bhuvana pujita. Yes. And you are the embodiment of that prema. Sacha. Prema is anuttama, uncomparable, sarvottama, supermost. Do you understand? There is no limit to it. And as for example, the fire. Fire has burning capacity. Do you understand? Fire has burning capacity. But it is not earned by fire. Is it earned by fire? Burning capacity? Is earned by the fire. Arjita vastunai. It is natural with the fire. Isn't it? Burning capacity. One cannot separate it from the fire. Isn't it? It is not earned. Do you understand? It is one with the fire. Understand me? It is one with the fire. This bhakti, prema bhakti, that is says in Vaishnava language, maha bhava lakshana, it is one with you, O gopis. It is not your earning. You have not earned it. It is inseparable from you. It is one with you. Muninam api durlabha. Even great munis, great rishis, undergoing severe austerity, penance for many, many hundred thousands of years cannot have it. That you have gotten. You follow. So, he started thus praising, glorifying the gopis. Because you are here, because you are here, O gopis, therefore you have been teaching us how to develop love for Krishna, how to develop love for Krishna. You have been teaching by your own activities, dealings, you have been teaching us how to develop love. Because you are here in Brajabhumi, so Brajabhumi is a most glorified place in these three planetary systems. And because you gopis are here, that Brajabhumi is glorified. Shastras have said many things. Shastras said about the tyaga, renunciation. You understand? The renunciation. Sarvadharman paritejya mamekam saranam braja. Krishna says this thing, the most concluding instruction, most confidential instruction. Sarvadharman paritejya mamekam saranam braja. Giving up all varieties of dharma, abandoning all varieties of dharma, even Veda dharma. You have done so. And you are the embodiment of this mantra. Sarvadharman paritejya mamekam saranam. Do you understand? You are the embodiment of this mantra. I never find out anybody in this three worlds who have given up all dharma for Krishna. You are the embodiment of this mantra. Distya putran patin dehan sojanan bhavanani cha hitva vrunita jajuyam krishnakhyam purusam param. What you have not done? You have given up your sons, your husbands, your family members, father-in-laws, mother-in-laws, home, heart, everything you have given up. Do you understand? For Krishna. For Krishna. Do you understand? Paramapurusa, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Yes. Parambrahma Krishna. Of course, this is correct. Those who have gotten Krishna in this world, they have given up everything. That's a fact. But your renunciation and their renunciation, there is difference. Understand my language? Huh? Understand my language? Your renunciation of gopis and the renunciation of others to get Krishna, to give up everything, there is difference. What difference is there? Your renunciation is based on pure love. Understand me? Your renunciation is based on pure love. But their renunciation is based on consideration, vichar. What is that? One must renunciate everything, otherwise he cannot get Krishna. It's based on this consideration, vichar. Do you understand? But your renunciation is not based on this consideration. It is quite natural. It's based on pure love. You don't know that you have renounced anything. Understand me? You don't know that you have renounced anything. Understand my language? Understand me? This is a very deep thing. You don't know. Understand? And other sadhakas, they first renounce, then they get. Isn't it? First they renounce, then they get. Then they get Bhagavan. But what you have done, from very beginning you have developed pure love. You have, from very beginning you have developed your love, that Purushottama Krishna. Do you understand? Because of the love, it is automatic that you renounced everything. So your renunciation is not based on consideration. Do you understand? Others' renunciation is sadhya. Sadhana and sadhya means and end. Do you understand? They do sadhana means, then end they get. But your renunciation is automatic. It not means or end. Understand what I said? Because you have such pure love, deep love for Krishna. Do you understand? And you are teaching that thing to whole world. Whole world. Krishna prema is parama purusartha. Is supreme purusartha. Sadhya Siromani, that is the end. And you are completely, you are the embodiment of that prema, mahabhava. So, sarvatma bhava adhikruta bhavati nang adhokhyade. Sarvatma bhava adhikruta bhavati nang adhokhyade. Mahabhava, when we say, there is the eighth place. Prema, sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava, mahabhava is eighth place and last place. So, the prema becomes condensed, more condensed, more condensed, more condensed. And the ultimate is mahabhava. Prema becomes more condensed and becomes sneha. Sneha becomes more condensed, becomes mana. Mana becomes more condensed, becomes pranaya. Pranaya becomes more condensed and becomes raga. Raga becomes more condensed, becomes anuraga. Anuraga becomes more condensed, becomes bhava. Bhava becomes more condensed, that is mahabhava. That is the eighth place. And you are all mahabhava boys. Even Lakshmi Devi cannot have so. Yes, what you have gotten? It's impossible on the part of Lakshmi. Yes, you are the embodiment of that mahabhava. So, in my opinion, there would be no separation in such mahabhava. There is no separation at all. Cannot be separation. Yes. How can Krishna be away from you? How can Krishna be away from you? Those who have developed such love, mahabhava, which is the ultimate attainment of prema, what was gotten, how will it be that Krishna be away from you? You are so fortunate, very, very fortunate. Your dasa separation is what? It's an external affair. It's an external affair, bohirunga vyapar. Understand my language? Udhosi. It's an external affair. You are, your antara, within and without, You are Krishnamoy, Krishnamoy. Krishna is with thee inside and outside also. And I cannot understand, I cannot find out any language what to say. I thought of very deeply. And in my opinion, your such viraha, this separation, is only an external affair and only to shower some mercy on me, Uddhava, who is Jivadhama, most degraded Jiva. For me you have just developed this thing, this viraha. This is what I understand, and after deep thinking, I have come to this conclusion. In order to shower some mercy on me, Sri Uddhava, very degraded Jiva, you have just displayed manifests as viraha. Understand? It's all external affair. There would never be any viraha for you. Because how Krishna will be away from you? There was such pure love. And Krishna, because bound up with love, how will it be? Virahena mahabhaga mahan me anugraha kruta. Only you have to show some mercy on me, the degraded jiva, like myself, Uddhava, you have displayed such viraha. Otherwise, there would be no viraha at all. Understand? How he changed. First he was thinking as great, very dear to Krishna, great jnani, Brihaspati Sishya, disciple of Brihaspati, very knowledgeable, and knows the Shastra, Pandit, scholar. His pride is crushed. Pride is crushed now. Now he condemns himself, condemns and says, I am Uddhava, I, Uddhava, such degraded, most fallen, in order to show mercy on me. Such viraha is there. Otherwise, no. This prema is a very powerful thing. Sakti salvastu. I had heard such thing. I have faith in it, but I have not seen the glory of such prema. I have not seen. Now I got a chance to see with my own eyes. Hare Krishna prema. I saw it now. If there would not have been such viraha, why Krishna would have sent me here? You would not have sent me here. Because of this, he sent me here to you. And this is, now I am thinking, this is a, great fortune. This is a great fortune. I am very fortunate now. I am thinking myself very fortunate coming to see Brajabhumi and seeing you. That would, you are the embodiment of Krishna prema, maha bhagavati, and this is a great fortune on me. Krishna has shown such mercy on me. Then you have asked me this, that why there is viraha in this nirupadi prema? That is your question. You have put this question unto me, but in answer I'll give that in order to show some mercy or pity on me, this jivadhama, most degraded jiva like Uddhava, such viraha is there. This answer I may give. Other answer, I don't know what the answer to it. Understand my language? Now Uddhava was feeling, he is a very dear devotee, So jana, Krishna's own man, dear devotee, na tathame priyatama, Atmanjani Shankara Krishna says this thing, and Krishna, Uddhava had developed some pride, that is very dear to Krishna, a great devotee, jnani, Brihaspati Sishya, such pride he had. Now sending him to Brajabhumi, Krishna is such a very wonderful way, crushed his pride. Condemns himself. Jivadho, a most fallen jiva, degraded jiva. My life is useless. because I am bereft of love. What love they have. Understand? You follow? So that verse is there. And this is very significant. Brother Janarti Hanabi Rajasitang, Nijajana Smaya Dhunsana Smita, Bhadasakhe Bhatkingari, Asmano, Jalaruhana Nuncharu Darsaya. From immediately, all on a sudden, Krishna disappeared from Ras dance, then crying for Krishna and searching Krishna, going to every bowers, every tree and creepers. Gopis recited this verse. E braja dukkha nasaka, O destroyer of the distress of braja, residence of braja bhumi Krishna, O Josit Gana, Paramanayaka, O supreme hero, amidst the heroines, the damsels of braja bhumi, E nijadana garbha durakari, O Krishna who is the destroyer of the garbha, the pride of his own men, whose face is always smiling, looks like a beautiful lotus. Oh, our friend, we are your maid servant, Kinkari, please show us your all beautiful lotus like face to us. This is the meaning of that verse. That verse says, Nijadana Smayodhunsana. You follow? Krishna crosses the pride of his own men. If by chance they develop some pride. Understand? He crossed the pride of Arjuna in that showing a jambuka. And here he crossed the pride of Uddhava, sending him into Braja Bhumi. Understand? The pride is a great hindrance. Lambha dharpa vima, demoniac characteristic. Therefore Mahaprabhu says, trunada pisuni china tarori vashaishun, amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Give up pride, think oneself as much humbler than a blade of grass lying on the street. Be as tolerant as tree. Don't demand respect, rather pay respect to one and all. With this attitude, you chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Definitely you will develop Krishna prema. Life will be successful. Thank you. So, any question? Of course, this is very deep. And how many have understood, I don't know. But if some devotees that have understood them and think that some success I have achieved. I don't know. Yes?
Sometimes we say that Yupa devotee shouldn't hear these kind of topics, but in Bhakti Vinod in Chaitanya Shikshamrita, he says that if someone, a Yupa devotee, doesn't understand Rasa Shastra, then he falls down. So how do we understand those two different statements?
That's a fact. Therefore, neophytes is, for neophytes, that is sadhana bhakti. You understand? That is, what you say, vaidhi bhakti. You follow? For neophytes, vaidhi bhakti. Very strictly they will follow rules, regulations. That is first stage. Then, by following this strictly rules, regulations, and the heart becomes purified, then other part of sadhana bhakti is raganuga bhakti. Understand me? Sadhana bhakti has two parts. Vaidhi and Raganuga. Follow me. So we are sadhakas. We are doing sadhana. First part is Vaidhi for neophytes. Then when the heart becomes purified, then other part, next part comes, Raganuga Bhakti. Understand me? Mahaprabhu's teaching is Raga Bhakti. Do you follow? What Mahaprabhu's teaching? We are all Gaura Bhaktas. We are all devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu gives Krishna Prema. Through chanting holy name. And how can one get? And Krishna is the only object of love. Yes, Krishna is the only object of love. And Krishna prema is parama purusartha, supreme purusartha, and pipti purusartha. That is the purpose. Attainment of the prema is the purpose of this really actually human birth. Understand me? Follow me? Yes. Therefore, this is Mahaprabhu's teaching. This is Mahaprabhu's teaching. Mahaprabhu is Prema Purushottama, who gives Krishna Prema. Understand? Yes. And generally we never speak such thing to neophytes. I find many older devotees are here, many years. They are in the moment. They are not neophytes. So, who is there in me, he prompted me to say this thing. So I said, do you understand? And neophytes will get some benefit out of it, they hear. Yes, this is pure. There is no tinge of materialism or materiality, no tinge of lust in it. It's prema. Prema means Krishnendra Pritivancha. Tare boli prema, Nijendra Pritivancha, dhare kama nama. Here in material world, there is lust only. There is no prema, love at all. Here, it's all lust, perverted reflection. Prema is there in the abode of the Lord. You understand? But Mahaprabhu came here and spoke about it, and gives that prema through chanting. And he gives the highest thing to the people of Kali Yuga. People of other Yuga cannot have it. It's very difficult on their part. But in this Kali Yuga, this special Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu has appeared, not other Kali Yugas. And he gives this thing. You understand? He gives this thing. I'll give the highest thing to these people of Kali Yuga. Mahaprabhu is so merciful, wonderfully magnanimous, wonderfully munificent. Is Mahaprabhu. He's giving us. You understand? And the Mahaprabhu's all teachings. They are all teachings. All Chaitanya Charitamrita, whole Chaitanya Charitamrita speaks of Raganuga Bhakti, Raga Marga Bhakti. Understand? Yes. Yes. And this is the other part. Other part of the Sadhana Bhakti. Sadhana Bhakti has two parts. Vaidhi, Raganuga. And Mahaprabhu's teaching are based on Raganuga Bhakti, and bhajan is Vipralambha. Vipralambha bhajan. Feeling pangs of separation, Mahaprabhu crying. Crying as the gopis are crying. Radharani is crying. Same mood, because Mahaprabhu is in Radha Bhav. Yes. He's teaching us. Do you follow me? Yes. And this movement is Mahaprabhu's movement. This movement is what? Mahaprabhu's movement, isn't it? Founder of Charya of this movement, this Society for Krishna Consciousness, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is Srila Prabhupada, our revered spiritual master, is very, very dear, intimate devotee of Mahaprabhu. Gaurav Priyojana is very, very dear, intimate devotee of Mahaprabhu, is completely, fully empowered by Mahaprabhu. Yes, otherwise how? In this stern world of mlechhad and javanas, world of mlechhad and javanas, how can they get this thing, highest thing, Krishna, Prema Baba? Impossible. This is impossible on the part of Brahma. Now the mlechhad javanas get it? It's such wonderful mercy of his dear devotee, Gaurav Priyajana, isn't it? And that is Mahaprabhu's desire. Prithivite Achyadutta Nagaradigram Sarvatra Prachar Huibhi Moronam. That Mahaprabhu has said. All villages, towns, villages, corners of the world, my name will glorify. Who? How will it be? Prema Purushottama. Gaurav is Prema Purushottama. And name of Prema Purushottama will be sang, and there will be no question of Prema. What do you say? You will sing the name of Jaya Sati Nandana Gaura Hari Ki Jai. Is Prema Purushottama. Indian Israel gives Krishna Prema. How can you sing it without Prema? Bolo. What question are you asking me? That is our goal. That's our goal. Yes, goal of our life. Yes. Uddhava is such a devotee, such dear devotee. What he says? Huh? What he says? Such pride he had. His pride is crushed. Condemns himself. My life is useless. My life is useless. Dry life, dry life, dry. Because no such prema. Huh? Jnana suska. Dry knowledge only. It's dry. Huh? You understand? Understand me? So, this teaching, brother. And this is based, Mahaprabhu's bhajan dhara process, based on Vipra Mahabha. Feeling pangs of Vipra, just crying. Crying, crying, crying for Krishna. Huh? Crying. Huh? Jugaitam nimiseno chakshusha prabhushaitam sunyaitam jagata sarvam govinda virahenam. What is that? What is that, Baba? Huh? Huh? What is that? What is teaching? Mahaprabhu, huh? Sunyaitam jagata sarvam govinda virahenam. Jugaitam nimiseno chakshusha prabhushaitam sunyaitam jagata sarvam govinda virahenam. Feeling the pangs of separation from Govinda, huh? Great Juga seems to be, per se. A nimisa, a movement seems to be a great Juga, great Juga. Huh? Do you understand? Sunya, Chakshusa Prabhusa Itam. Tears are rolling down, huh? From the eyes like torrential rain. Huh? Govinda Virahena, feeling pangs of separation from Govinda. Sunya Itam Jagata Sarvam. Whole world seems to be empty. Where is Govinda? Where is Govinda? Where is Govinda? Where is Govinda? Kahangale, kahapang murali vadana. Mahaprabhu saying this thing and crying. Where shall I go? Where shall I find Krishna? Float on his lips, murali vadana Krishna. Kahangale, kahapang murali vadana. Kehomate vetaiva brajendra nandana. Is there anybody can help me to find me out that son of Nanda Maharaj? Huh? Kaku kahibo ka keva jane mor dukho, huh? Brajendra Nandana mina phate mor bhuko. To whom shall I express? Express, is there any intimate friend, huh? Before whom I can express the pain I feel in my heart, feeling the pangs of separation from Brajendra Nandana, son of Nanda Maharaj? My heart is cracking, 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 huh? To whom I can say this thing? Is there anybody who can feel, who can understand the pain I feel? Huh? Understand me? Mahaprabhu says this thing and cries. So, this is Mahaprabhu's moment. Huh? Huh? Whose moment it is? Mahaprabhu's moment, isn't it? Who cries for Krishna? Who is prema purushottama? So without that prema, how can you be in this movement, Baba? Madhavananda, huh? You cannot be a member of this movement. With a dry heart, dry, dry, dry. All right, thank you. Dino eva sa. Dino eva sa. Mahaprabhu came and flooded the whole world with the waves of Krishna prema. One who cannot get it, dino eva sa. Unfortunate, ill-fated, ill-fated, ill-fated. Dino, 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 dino. Most great, most ill-fated person. Dino, dino eva sa. Use of Sagara is flooding the whole world like unlimited ocean of waves of prema coming. Mahaprabhu is flooding, eh? Prema Purushottama. But one who cannot touch it, get it, what is he? Dina Yavasa, Dina Yavasa, Dina Yavasa. Raudhananda Sansa. This is Dina, is Dina, ill-fated, must degraded. Dina Yavasa.
What you're talking about is Mahaprabhu's inner mood and external mood.
Yes.
So how important is, sometimes we're preachers in the West and we have to preach to many people who are about vegetarianism, reincarnation. So how important is it for a preacher then to understand Mahaprabhu's inner mood if he has to
do Baba, preach them vegetarian, preach them this and that. But the goal is this, goal is this. goal, Baba. You should understand what is my goal, where to go, Baba. Go anywhere? There, there, there. No goal? Huh? Huh? Goal is there. We must proceed to that end. Understand? Understand me. We have goal to reach, Baba. It's not that I'll run this way or that way or that way. No, I have goal. In that direction I'll go. I have goal.